Job Creators Network rips Biden's GA voting law speech. He's lying to America to push an election law to benefit Democrats. By Jerome Hudson on July 14, 2021. Pro-small business advocacy group Job Creators Network slammed Joe Biden's Tuesday speech, in which the president smeared the new voting reform law in Georgia as a vicious anti-voting law and likened it to a Jim Crow assault. Biden's fear-mongering that Republicans are trying to take over state elections in defiance of the will of the voters is ridiculous slander. What he calls voter suppression and subversion is really just common-sense voting integrity measures. Alfredo Ortiz, president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, JCN, said in a statement. His claim that minorities can't comply with simple voting procedures such as voting in the proper precinct or showing ID is soft bigotry, Ortiz said of Biden. He called Georgia's voting law, which makes it easy to vote but hard to cheat, vicious and odious. As a result of his lies, Major League Baseball moved its All-Star game, being played tonight, from Atlanta to Denver, depriving local small business owners of roughly $100 million in economic activity when they needed it most. Indeed, the voting law in Georgia makes it possible to vote on more days than in Biden's own state of Delaware. And measures in the Georgia bill, like a photo ID requirement to cast a ballot, are overwhelmingly popular among Americans. Support for many of the measures in Georgia's new voter law rebuked the woke companies and Major League Baseball, MLB, who oppose the bill. MLB went so far as to pull the All-Star game and draft from Atlanta over the state's election integrity law, costing local businesses millions in lost revenue. The Republican National Committee is running ads blasting the Democrat Party and MLB pulling the All-Star game from Atlanta. Watch below. Biden is lying about voting subversion to drum up support for H.R. 1, which would amount to a federal takeover of election law to benefit Democrats, Ortiz said in his statement. Voters are smart enough to look past Biden's claim that voting integrity measures are a threat to free and fair elections and see the truth. Democrats want no election accountability to make it easier for activists to harvest ballots and commit fraud to win elections. Have you no shame? Biden asked, referring to state and local politicians tweaking their voting procedures following special 2020 rules in response to a once-in-a-century pandemic. That's classic projection. Biden's clearly the one with no shame, calling Republicans racist in a desperate attempt to maintain political power. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler at Jerome E. Hudson.